Hi there, Joe. It's just Nathan speaking from MMA Legal. We're just contacting
you
guys, your inquirer about the Scottish redress. How are you, mate? You okay?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Good, good, good. So, obviously, you've been in care as a child, I believe, and obviously you would like to gain some compensation for that. Would that be correct, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
So, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes, so it's not long at all on the phone. It's just a case of running through some simple details. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll get a file open for you. If it do go quiet at any point, I've not gone anywhere. I'm just filling in details in the meantime. All right, pal. So you are Mr. Joe Cunningham. Do you have any middle name, Joe?
Yes, Joseph Vincent Cunningham.
Vincent. That's funny. I know someone called Vincent Cunningham. Vincent.
Yeah.
There we go. And is this your best contact number? Yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Do you have any sort of preferred names, any nicknames or anything like that?
No, Joseph's fine, yeah.
So, are you actually Joseph on your birth?
I'm known as Joseph, but it's my birth name, Joseph Vincent Cunningham,
Yeah, but do you like to be called Joe?
That's fine, yeah.
That's fine, all right, Joe. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, pal?
It's the 7th of the 8th, 1992.
1992, thank you. And then we've got your email address here somewhere. Has it gone? Is it j892251@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, spot on, mate. Okie dokie. There we go. Right, so just going into your address in a moment.
Yep.
Let me get that up for you, pal. There we go. What's your current postcode?
It's HU3.
Is that hotel?
Yeah. H for hotel, U for uniform.
Yeah.
And then 3 Tango Zulu.
Sorry, so hotel uniform?
Yeah.
What's after that, sorry?
3.
Yeah.
And then 2. T for Tango, Z for Zebra.
T for Tango, Z for Zebra. So is it only got a left?
Yes,
I said one number in there. So I've got the number 3. Is that
number 41.
No, the postcode, you said it's HU3TZ.
Yep. HU3 2 T for Tango, Z for Zulu.
So my apologies, mate. I just missed off the number 2. I couldn't hear that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Got a bit of a cough. Got a bit of a cough, mate. So apologies if I do cough. What's the name? What's the name of the street, please, Joe?
Bachelor Street.
Bachelor.
Yeah.
Bachelor Street. Right, okay. That's started. Okay, if you go quiet, mate, I'm just filling in details. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have any sort of terminal illnesses, do you?
No.
That's fantastic. Just got to ask that question. Now, they do ask for a nominated beneficiary, so if you want to pass away while the time's
pending. A nominated, but have a beneficiary, yeah.
So what's the name of the person who would receive the money?
Janet Cunningham.
How do you spell Janet?
It is J for Juliet, A for Alpha, N for November, E for Echo.
Yeah.
And keep for Tango.
And then the same surname, obviously, yeah?
And same surname, yeah.
Right. Okay, do you have a phone number for Janet, please, Joe?
It's 07879.
198.
940.
Wonderful, mate. Okay, so I'll save that there for you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Right, okay, so we're going to go into care settings now. So this is just basically telling me the name of the care that you was in, like the building name or the establishment name, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you please start with your first what that you remember?
My first place in care, that would have been the children's home in Green Dykes in Edinburgh.
So it's in Edinburgh?
And
what's the name of the building or place, sorry?
I think it was Green Dykes Family Resource Centre.
Can you spell that for me, mate? So quite can't make out what you're saying.
R-E-E-N.
Yeah.
G-Y.
G-Y.
K. D for Delta.
E for Delta. Let's start again. So the colour green, and what's after green, please?
Yeah. E-Y.
G for golf, Y for Yankee.
Yeah.
And then
K, E for Echo, S for Sierra.
Okay. Is there anything else after that?
Then I was also in a care placement as well.
Oh. Right, before we move on to the next one, pal, we move on, do you know what year you went in there, roughly? What year it would have been?
Roughly, it was about 2001.
So you're in there in 2001?
Yeah.
Do you know when you left? When would you have left that care centre?
Round about
2002. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you recall any names of any staff that would have obviously abused you or things like that?
I can remember one of the staff members, he was called Jimmy Lennox, and he was a care worker. Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y.
Okay.
And then L-E-N-N-O-X.
Lennox, yeah, like the boxer, like Lennox Lewis, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other people's names you recall?
Not that I can remember, no.
That's fine, okay. So then we'll move... Oh, let me add that there, sorry. Save. We're going to move on to the next care centre. What's the next care centre, sir?
That would have been our care policeman. That was with my ex-foster carers.
Right, it was actually foster parents, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, what's their names?
Gary Skinner.
Gary?
Skinner, which is S-K.
Oh, yes. I've got that, mate. Skinner.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And Ruth Skinner.
Ruth?
Yeah, that's spelled R-U-C-H.
R-U-C-H.
T for tango, then H.
Ah, sorry, I thought I was thinking it. Is she also called Skinner?
That's right.
Okay, and what year was you in that place, sir?
That was from 2002 about 2013.
2013. Okay. Okay. Excuse me. So just checking everything over very quickly. Okay.
Yeah.
So then going into the statement, okay, this is just basically the area. Where you kind of explain what you've been through, unfortunately. Sorry, mate. Oh, bloody hell. Sorry, mate. It's not saved that there. So it's right. So sorry, mate. So it's green G Y K E S. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Green Greats, Edinburgh, and the date was 2001 to 2002. The name was Jimmy. For some reason, it just didn't save that section, mate. I do apologise. And the other was Foster Care, yeah? Is it Foster Care?
Yeah.
Foster Care. 2002-2013. And the names was it Gary Skinner?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And then Ruth Skinner.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That should have saved now. Touch wood.
There's nothing worse than your computer cleans up.
Oh, mate, honestly, they're useless sometimes, aren't they? So annoying. Right, mate. So we're going to discuss kind of the abuse that you would have went through in Green... Is it Green Guides? Okay. Now, just to let you know, see, in terms of abuse, it can be anything from mental... emotional, physical, obviously sexual, anything that is like that, even if they didn't feed you when you was hungry, or they told you to go and sit in the corner for hours, or anything like that, you just let us know what's kind of happened back in Green Guides, and I'll write that in for you. So you just explain a few details for me, please.
The Green Guides and it's experienced psychological abuse, and basically being told that the reason I was in there was because of my own fault, and that my own family didn't want me, and that sort of thing.
Of course, that's going to make you feel less of yourself. That's going to have a knock-on effect in your later years as a young adult, as an adult.
And that's so, why, in my older years, I obviously have issues with trust.
Yeah, exactly. So that definitely is a form of abuse, so we can claim back for that, mate.
Yeah.
So just give me a second. I'm just going to type that in, so I made it feel like it was his fault. He was in care. Nobody wanted you, did you say?
Nobody wanted me, and that was the reason I was in there.
And this has had a massive knock-on effect in his adult life. You don't sort of trust people and things like that, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It's affected my trust.
Affected relationships, maybe?
They have got a bigger impact on my relationships as well.
Yeah. Okay, sorry to hear that, buddy. Is there anything else? Any sort of physical? Did you witness anything?
Not in that one, no.
Okay, so then we'll move on to the foster care. As I say, this is all confidential, mate, so don't be worried about us passing on information to anybody or anything like that. It's all between me and the legal team, okay? Okay, so what's happened in foster care, please, pal?
Where do I start with this one? My foster father at the time was very, very abusive to me. Verbally, physically, and sexually, and I've reported it a number of times, obviously, to social services and police, but obviously I just got told, oh no, you're over the act, and oh, you're lying, it never happened, and
that's bloody hell, useless, that's disgusting,
basically got swept under the rug.
Yeah, this is it. It's absolutely disgusting what people like yourself have been through. I send my condolences, mate, and I'm happy to help you today, obviously, to get you compensated. We know, obviously, the money's not going to really change
it. It took me a lot to be able to open up about it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, well...
Because it's affecting it's gonna, me for a number of years and it's still this. It's...
Right, okay. So, I'm just going to type in a bit more information with that. So, obviously, yeah. Again, this has made a massive negative impact on his life. I'm guessing you have, like, flashbacks and things like that.
It's, it affects me mentally.
I can only imagine, mate. Honestly, I'm sending my condolences to you, pal, honestly. Okay. So, right. So, what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to make the statement sound a bit longer with a bit more words in there because when we send off the redress, they like to have a bit more of a longer statement. So, I'm going to do that. I'm going to pop you an old for a minute or two. Okay. So, I'm not going anywhere. In the meantime, Joe, excuse me, this cough's doing my blood. Yeah. Honestly. In the meantime, are you on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Is it this mobile number that we're speaking on that you're on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
It is, okay. So obviously, to get the compensation, Redress needs to confirm your identity to pay out the money. But they do ask us to get photo ID and proof of address. Do you have a driver's license or a passport, things like this?
I've not actually got photo ID at the moment, and that's the only problem I've got.
So if you have your birth certificate, we can use that.
Yeah.
Also with two letters, and that'll prove your ID in that sort of form. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pop you a message on WhatsApp saying hi, it's Nathan. Obviously, that's me. While I've got you on hold, if you can take three photographs of three different letters that's dated in the last 3 months, that also proves your ID. That proves it's you, okay? So we don't actually need your photo ID. If you send over three letters, that's going to confirm it's you, okay? So if you can maybe take some photographs while I'm on hold, and then when I come back, I'll have them on the WhatsApp, and then obviously we can obviously send it off for you.
I'll have to get my letters because I've not got them to hand at the moment.
No problem, mate. No problem. Just send them over a bit later on then. No danger.
As you say,
mate, give me 2 minutes and I'll come back on the phone. I'm just going to make that statement sound a little bit more thorough, okay?
No problem.
Okay, mate. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
Cheers, Joe. 1 minute. Hiya, Joe. You still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wonderful, mate. So I've just made them sound, obviously, as good as possible for you. So it's a better picture for the reader so they understand what you've been through, okay?
That's fine,
right,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to tick a few boxes here now. So, again, if I'm quiet, I'm just ticking off a few boxes for you.
It makes perfect sense.
So you've not received any sort of compensation as of yet from this, have you?
No.
Wonderful. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is, it's the final piece of the jigsaw, really, at the minute. You're going to get something sent out as a text message for you to sign. Very, very simple.
Yeah.
If you go to your text messages now, you should have a message from me. And just click on the link, please, for me, Joe. So, when you go on the link, go down to the big white box, do a little signature with your finger, and then press the blue button that says execute, and that's all I need from you at the minute, okay? Thank you, mate.
That's it then.
That's all done. Wonderful, mate. So I'm just going to read something out as well, and then I'll let you go, okay, pal?
No bother.
So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. You can instruct ourselves under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement, okay? Now, our legal team, Joe, they work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what they can basically do is they can try and get as much money back as possible for you, the client, okay? On average, people are looking at around £48,000. I've had one of my colleagues mention that someone got £300,000. So it just depends on how much money they're getting back for you. So it's in solicitor's best interest to try and get as much money back for you as possible, because they get 20% for the work they do. So if you got offered 100,000, they'd get 20 and you'd get 80,000. Just to give you a bit of an analogy. Yeah. Okay. So that's pretty much all from me, Joe. Did you have any siblings with you when you was in Kyle? Do you have any brothers or sisters with you?
I did, yeah. And my dad's way and spoken to them about it as well. But I have obviously recommended yourselves as well.
That's fantastic. Really appreciate that. So maybe if you could, when you get a minute as well, just ask them, can me, Nathan, give them a phone call?
Yeah.
And they pass on, they say it's okay. And then I can give them a call, mate, and get them compensated for the same sort of time frame as you.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
Because
they deserve it as well. They deserve compensation as well.
People think it's a walk in the park going through the care system, but it's not at all. It's
one of my biggest fears is my children getting took off and getting put in the care system, because we have all these stories.
I personally think there should be stricter guidelines in place. I'm a big believer in that.
I hope it's changed now. Do you know what I mean? For the future of the children, because what you guys have been through up in Scotland, it's happened in England as well. But Scotland have kind of come out and said, obviously, we'll pay compensation for it. Whereas England's not said that just yet, but I believe they're going to be saying that in the next sort of year or two. So it's not up and down the country. It's all over the world, mate. It's absolutely ridiculous. Epstein files and all stuff like that. It's just crazy what some people.
It opens your eyes. Really does.
Honestly, mate. Yeah. So I'd like to thank you for being, you know, comfortable speaking to us today as well, because we know obviously it's not a nice subject to go over, but hopefully you can get as much money back as possible for yourself and for your siblings. Do you have any questions, Joe? Before I let you go.
No, I don't. No.
Okay, that's fantastic. So as I say, mate, if you can send over some letters, three different letters, that's dated within the last 3 months, And also, the contact details for your siblings will set the claims up for them as well. Okay.
Right. No problem.
How many siblings is it? Is it 1, 2, 3? Or...
Two.
Two. Okay. Wonderful. All right. Just so I can take a note of it, and just so if I do need to speak to them, I know what I'm going to speak to and stuff like that. Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe. I'll let you get back to your morning, mate.
Right.
But as I say, if you need me for anything, mate, no worries, mate. If you need me for anything, you've got my number on WhatsApp as a message. Okay. Just pop me a message whenever, mate. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
Joe.
Thanks again, mate. I'll speak to you soon. All right. Take care.